Picture 11, Book 4. Samuel went to Saul to tell him God's message. God told Saul that he must take his army and go and fight the Amalekites. God said, "Destroy everything that belongs to them. Kill all the men, women, children, cattle, sheep, camels, and donkeys." Saul and his army went to fight. However, Saul took Agag, the Amalekite king, and he and the army kept the best of the animals. What was God's command? Yes, to destroy everything. When Samuel saw Saul, Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I have done everything that the Lord commanded." Samuel said, "Why do I hear the voices of sheep and cattle?" Then Saul said, "Oh, the soldiers brought them to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we destroyed everything else." Samuel said, "Why did you not obey God?" Saul knew he had sinned and repented.
I have sinned. I was afraid of the people, so I let them do what they wanted to do."
But Samuel told Saul that because he had rejected God, God was now rejecting him. As Samuel was going to leave, Saul grabbed his coat and it tore. Samuel said, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today." Have you been told to do something completely but do it halfway? Then when you are found out, you say, but this other person was the one who did it. I wanted to do just as you said, but I thought it, if I refused them, they would beat me. My friend, this is only an excuse. If you were strong, you would have obeyed completely and not let the fear of people make you to disobey. Listen to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 25. "When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever." How do you stand when people are against you? Jesus says in Mark chapter 13 and verse 13, "All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved."